Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have a new music from Emily Hackett, Jess Moskaluke, and Leanne Pearson. This should be fun. And we may actually have a little surprise guest calling in here soon. So that'll be fun. A disclaimer here. If I sound a little funky or a little off, it's because I'm battling a little bit of a cold. But unless I am deathly ill or something is up with a Blog Talk Radio here, I will not cancel any shows. So, as they say in show business, the show must go on. And I think we have our surprise guest caller joining us. Hey, is this Leanne?
Hey, yes it is.
Hey, Leanne, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to do this with us.
Of course, anytime.
Awesome. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to recap where we left off last week, and then I'll get into this week's show, which you're a part of this week's show, actually.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for playing my music. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Coming in last week at number three, we had a gorgeous new song from my friend Ashley Taylor, The Man That Prays For Me, off of her a brand new Bakersfield EP. At number two last week, we had the title track of Farewell Angelina's new EP, Women in Wine. And at number one last week was a brand new single from a rural South called Cry Cry. So, are you ready to kick off this week's countdown?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Well, coming in this week at number three is your song, actually. It's one of your songs.
Wonderful.
This is the title track to your brand new album, which I have to tell you right now. I've told you this on social media before, but top to bottom, this new album of yours is beyond great. I mean, 90s country vibes everywhere.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. And your support means so much.
Well, I always say that if I can help at least one artist reach where they want to get to in their careers, I've more than done my job. If I can help at least one artist.
Yeah, of course, and that's a beautiful thing.
So let's not waste any more time, and let's hear the title track to your brand new album. This is called "Pull It Off," at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Turn it off on. Baby, I've been waiting.
this week, that was Leanne Pearson with Pull It Off. I've got to tell you, Leanne, that is such a great song.
Thank you so much. It was a really fun song to write and even more fun to record.
I told you earlier that the album Top to Bottom is one of my favorites, and a lot of songs are kind of a fun, up tempo, upbeat songs. That had to be so much fun to record this stuff.
Yes, it definitely was. I love upbeat songs, and it really just captivates who I am as an artist.
Awesome. Before we move on to number two, I wanted to bring up our little friendly rivalry that we have going on on social media between our favorite hockey teams. And
I know.
I just checked the standings. I just checked the standings about 5 minutes before I hopped on air. Winnipeg is actually up on my Preds by a point at this.
I know.
As of right now.
A big point it is too. I mean, it could. The scales could tip at any second.
I know. I mean, and in my opinion, that absolutely sucks. In my opinion, but. Of course, being a Predators fan, you know, I mean. But, and I understand that you've got another Predators fan in your household, I understand.
I know. It's a little sad, but I'm slowly getting him to turn into a Jets fan.
Oh man! But in all seriousness, it's gonna make for a interesting stretch run.
Yeah.
And the Preds actually just acquired one of my favorite players in the league. A former Devil center, Brian Ball, which that's mm-hmm. going to be, I think he's going to bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let me explain this for the folks listening. Every time. Especially when the Jets and Preds play, especially. Oh, we're always back and forth on Twitter, aren't we?
Yes.
it's a pretty intense rivalry. Didn't they play in the playoffs last year against each other, I think?
Yes. Yeah, they did. And what great games they were, too.
Oh my gosh, they were just so intense. I mean, and I've got to tell you though, as big of a Preds fan as I am, I'm really not so sure about this season. Even though they are in second place.
Yeah, I think
I
think the Jets look really promising, so it's hard to compete with that.
Yeah, I got a chance to listen to hardly any games this season, so I don't know what's actually going on unless I take the standings. But for some reason, this season is kind of to me. You know what I mean? At least from the Preds standpoint.
That's fair.
Are you ready for the number two song of the week?
Yes.
Awesome. At number two this week, we have a former guest on the show, actually, Emily Hackett. You know, and before we get to Emily's song, The Countdown, I've got to tell you guys, I'm a big fan of I'm such a music fan that I will break down and buy entire albums or entire EPs as opposed to just singles. And I bought Emily's By the Sun EP when it came out, and this is one of the album cuts on it. And I tell you why, Leanne, I'm such a music nerd that I'm genuinely curious as to what the entire project brings to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair, because a project was created as a whole for a reason, you know? So there's just something awesome about hearing an album from front to back.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those songs that just absolutely struck me, and I couldn't stop listening to it. So I knew I had to put it out there and let the people vote on it. So coming in this week at number two, this is Emily Hackett with A Waitress on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Can I take your order, please? We got two for one drink. No, I'm not busy. I can bring you anything. No, I don't need to write it down. Please, I got this down by now.
Emily Hackett at number two with Waitress. What did you think about that? About that song, Leanne?
I thought it was great. I loved it.
Oh, and I got your message, and that's totally fine. I understand completely. But before you do go, I wanted to talk a few minutes with you because the artist that we have at number one this week is also Canadian. And I've got to tell you, I've been to Canada 3 times in my life. And the music coming out of Canada right now and Canadian artists is beyond great. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I agree. I think Canada has some wonderful talent.
Yeah, of course, you, Lindsay L., Jess Moskaluke, the list goes on. I mean, and I'll tell you this, too. Canada is one of my absolute favorite countries in this world. There are no sweeter people on this planet than Canadians. They're just so warm and so inviting. They honestly make you feel like family.
Mm-hmm.
So before you get out of here, let's go ahead and play the number one song of the week. This is Kill Your Love from Jess Moskaluke. finishing top spot this week for, I think, the second time, I want to say. That was Jess Muskaluk with Peculiar Love. I wanted to give a big shout-out and a huge thank you to Leanne Pearson for spending the past 25 minutes or so counting down with us. So let me go ahead and tell you guys a little bit about Jess Muskaluk and where you can see her on currently on tour. An internationally celebrated artist, Jess Muskaluk continues to dazzle the country music world with her infectious love of country music. Acclaimed in 2017 as the first Canadian female artist to have a song in the top five since 2008, and the first female Canadian country artist since her a childhood idol, Shania Twain, to achieve platinum single status, and she has achieved not one but three top 10 hits with her respective singles Kiss Me Quiet, Take Me Home and Drive Me Away, and recently received a gold award for Kiss Me Quiet. A multiple 2015 and 2018 Juno Award nominee, and crowned the 2017 Juno Award winner for a Country Album of the Year. Muskaluk is also a three-time consecutive Canadian Country Music Association recipient for a Female Artist of the Year. The first resident of Saskatchewan in the history of the award to achieve this title, a 2017 SoCan Award winner, and in the 2017 in the summer of 2017 was presented with 5 SCMA awards, including Fans Choice Entertainer of the Year. With a growing fan base, she has now over 32 million views on YouTube to date. And in 2016, Muskaluk had the number one most played song with Take Me Home at Canadian Country Radio, and was top spun a Canadian female artist for the second year in a row. And Muskaluk released her highly anticipated Bring It If They Pass the Past in November 2017, collaborating with sought after Grammy nominated producer, singer, songwriter, Grammy nominated producer, songwriter, Corey Crowder. It reflects Muskaluk's textured vocals and emotive sense of abilities across all 7 tracks, from the progressive yet familiar Past the Past to Peculiar Love, which you guys just heard. Her ability as a vocalist and her tenacity has shaped not only her character but come alive through her performances, earning coveted spots on the road with Darius Rucker and John Party, as well as a headlining performance at the 2017 Boots and Hearts Music Festival, in addition to high-profile interviews and performances, including a CBC Q with Tom Power twice, and a 60-minute home movie with CMT Course, to name a few. And between and like I said earlier, that the That was Jess Muskaluk with her second single from Pass the Pass called Kill Your Love. In the next minute or so, before I have to get out of here, let me guys tell you who we have coming up on the show next week. Next week on the show is somebody that I've had the opportunity to introduce our performance at the 2018 Kickmo Awards, which I co-hosted, and I'll be doing again this year. I don't have a date for that yet, but as soon as the date is announced, I will let you know. We have the super talented Miss Corey Spires joining us next week, next Tuesday, and right quick, before I get out of here, I wanted to announce that I was invited yet again to this year's Wobble Awards in Nashville. If you guys remember, I won a Wobble Award for top fan of the Chris Top program back in 2017. Chris didn't have the award last year due to personal reasons, but this year we are back live and kicking. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.